You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Epic views, waterfall mists, summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with AllTrails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
It is Dukes and Bell. We're live at SEC Media Days. We've been all over the city, man. Last few days, we were over at Truist and the Battery area, Cobb Galleria over at Murph's. Had a great time the last few days. Today, here, taking it all in, Bama, Miss State, Florida, OU. And, Mike, we got a chance to sit down with one of the best, man, Cole Kubelik, joining us here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Guys, played at Auburn. He's an analyst now for ESPN, does a morning show with our buddy Greg McElroy, who got a lot of people upset this week. But, Cole. Good to see you, man.
Good to see you.
How are you doing?
I'm doing great. I mean, I'm not as tired as our guys just got back from vacation here.
Yeah, it's tough. I'm glad you're taking shots. I mean,
we're working on it.
I'm riding.
You know, the biggest surprise of SEC Media Days is that Greg is surprised that people were surprised by what he said.
Oh, jeez. You know what?
And he's still playing it, too. Still playing off this morning. Somebody gave him a hard time about it. He goes, can you believe people are upset about this? And I'm just like, good Lord, man. You said Saban's coming back. Like, what do you want people to do?
Correct. And what's your name, Greg? I mean, like, seriously, right. That's the other part. I was telling my guys that if this was some bum from somewhere else, people would be like, oh, he doesn't know anything. Comes from you, Greg. People think
exactly.
You know.
Yeah. Right. Listen, I'm appreciative. He got our show in about 178 articles this week, so we're good.
But all right,
I'm glad I didn't do it.
You know what? Kirby's leaving Georgia.
Yeah, Kirby is heading to the NFL.
He's gone.
Kirby is taking over for the Dolphins. He's going to finish Saban's unfinished business.
There
you
heard it here
there
first.
You go. We'll throw it out there. Hey, man, by the way, you know, with Alabama doing the Media Days round, were you as surprised as most fans, or did you think there was just going to be a natural step down in the first year after Saban and what happened last season?
Well, the talent has been departing for the last couple of years, both NFL and portal. And it was a frustration that Nick Saban had his last few years there. We had a couple of his games, talked to him about it. And I think there was going to be a very difficult process for Kalen DeBoer of just managing the people. There are a lot of folks that thought when Saban left, they were going to be able to get their hands in there. A lot of players that probably thought, I've been here 3-4 years. Now I can start doing things my way instead of Saban's way. So we had to manage all that. I think right now Kalen DeBoer is more excited about his team. I think last year he was excited about some players that he had.
Right.
I think there's a little more cohesiveness. He had to manage a lot of ego last year and a lot of me guys on that football team.
Interesting.
And I think a lot of that's gone this year.
Yeah, because they were not – Cole, you know this, a disciplined football team that we're used to see, right? And I think part of that is the selfishness and some of the things that he might have been dealing with that we didn't really find out about, at least most fans, until after the season was
over. I'll give you two examples of what you're talking about that I don't know if people caught or maybe they did. There was one game early in the season, I think it was Georgia Malachi Moore. Or no, it was the Vanderbilt game. At the end of the Vanderbilt game, where Malachi Moore is losing his mind and he's throwing stuff and he's getting a 15-yard penalty.
Acting a fool.
Probably not happening in the Saban era. The next one would be the Oklahoma game.
Oh, God.
Where Jalen Miller throws an interception. First off, he goes over and tries to slide tackle the individual on the sideline. And then if you watch his second interception, I honestly don't know if the TV copy showed this, but I saw it on film. Immediately after the pick, he goes and gets in Ryan Williams' face. And it's one of those where he's jumping up and you can tell he's MFing him on the field.
Sure.
And your quarterback doesn't need to be doing that to his teammates. Not in front of everyone. You get to the sideline, you handle your business there, you have those conversations. Those were two things that stuck out to me that just I wouldn't have thought a Nick Saban team would do, and I think you'll see a lot less of it this season under Kayla DeBoer's team.
Talking with Cole Kublik, guys, from JOX over in Birmingham. You see him on ESPN on the weekends as well. You got any insight into who the quarterback will be, who's going to win that job for the
at Alabama? It'll be Ty Simpson.
Okay, it's done
deal. That. Yeah, I just think Ty is a coach's kid. He's been in that program for a long time. I think now being year two in Kayla DeBoer's system, he'll have the understanding of it. He's not super dynamic. He doesn't have the biggest arm. He's not flashy, but he's got decent mobility. He's a pretty good athlete, and he's got a strong enough arm to make the throws that they need. And I think he'll have a pretty good cast. The O-line should be solid. The running backs will be fine. You got Ryan Williams, who's probably a top five talent in college football. Jeremy Menard's back to be able to play the slot, a bigger wide receiver. You go get Horton from Miami, who's going to be able to help. I think that's a group of weapons where he doesn't have to be super flashy, make every throw quarterback, or have a big arm. I think that offense with Grubb back also is going to be pretty good.
Yeah, Cole, and I'm with you. Like, the idea that Alabama's talent level has fallen off, it's a misnomer. They're loaded, guys, and their first game against Florida State, they're going to be favored. But at the end of the day, I think you're right about if he's able to put it together from an offensive standpoint and they're a better disciplined team this year, they're going to be a problem. Alabama will be in the mix. We're talking about Bama. Alabama!
Why do you hate Alabama so much?
I know
much?
People ask me all the time. Because Kayla DeBoer was here today, but let me ask you about Florida and Billy Napier. Because, Cole, he talked about how resilient his team was today at the end of the season, and he wants to build on it. My question is, can they? Was that just a flash in the pan, or was that a team that really developed mental-wise, got better at the end of the season, and now they're coming into 2025?
I'll tell you one thing that I always love, that I always look for teams, is teams that might not have the things in front of them that the undefeated teams do or the one-loss teams do, playoffs, conference championships, and they still play their rear ends off. And that's what that Florida team did late. They weren't in the mix for the SEC championship. They weren't going to the playoffs.
They didn't quit.
And they went and punched Ole Miss right in the chin. I mean, and that was a physical game that they overpowered Ole Miss in on both lines of scrimmage. And like a Mississippi State team is also here today. You put their defense on late in the season, they're flying around. Guys from the backside trying to make plays. Now, they might be running the wrong way on sometimes, but the effort is what you appreciate and like. I saw the same thing from Florida. Billy knows how to build a program, big culture guy. I think Florida has a chance to surprise people. Now, here's the thing. You can take Bama, Georgia, Texas, LSU if you want to throw them in there, any combination of those four, one of them, three of them, four of them, whatever. Let's put those to the side. The group of teams next is why you want to watch this league this year. Florida, Auburn, Oklahoma, Missouri, Ole Miss, South Carolina, Tennessee, Texas A&M. I could convince you all those teams will win 10. I could convince you they'll win 6 or 7.
Right.
Somebody's going backwards. And I don't know who that team is. Now, and I'm going to tell you this, Vanderbilt's not going backwards.
You don't think so?
Now, they're not going to be a 10-win team, but they got their whole defense back. They had the biggest mismatch tight end in the SEC. Cedric Alexander at running back,
Beast.
One of the most underrated players in the SEC.
Yes.
They have a deep threat at wide receiver. And Diego Pavia is a bulldog, man. Like, it doesn't matter. You can think what he says is ridiculous, but Diego Pavia believes it. Diego Pavia can sit there and tell you that he's going to cause an earthquake tomorrow. We know it's not going to happen, but his teammates are going to go help him try to cause that earthquake because they legitimately believe that he can go do it. That's the kind of – I asked Clark Lee, I said, a little extra media training for Diego. We'll get caught. He goes – and I thought this was one of the best quotes of the week. He said, here's the thing, Cole. I need Diego Pavia to be Diego Pavia. I don't want to change him.
Yeah.
Now, I want to help him and maybe mold him a little bit. We don't need all that stuff. But we got to have that guy if we're going to win games.
Right.
And it's true because he's one of those infectious, make-you-believe type of guy that can take over a game every now and then. He's not the most accurate passer, but that dude believes he can get a first down or a touchdown.
Swagger, man. You got to have it. Georgia's been looking for it since Stetson Bennett. Speaking of teams rising or falling, Cole Kublik is with us, guys, SEC, ESPN. You played center at Auburn. What's going on with Auburn? And what are I mean, what is going to happen this year with this football team? Because most fans who look from the outside the plane say this is a year where Hugh Freeze has got to take a step up, you know, to a bowl game, you know, closer to Christmas or something.
He's got to step up. And I think if it's where it has been, we might not be talking about him as a head coach at Auburn next year. They have the talent to be a player in this league. The offensive line should be better than it's been in 8 or 10 years. Connor Lue, one of the best centers in the SEC. Jeremiah Wright at guard. Dylan Wade at the other guard are people movers, are very physical. They have real tackle depth. They get Xavier Chapman from Virginia Tech, Mason Murphy from USC. You got Xavion Miller, who started at tackle last year, still there. Tyler Johnson, who's going to play a little bit of tight end and tackle, he's there. And Dylan Wade can still kick the tackle. Not a lot of teams have that in this league. Tackle depth is a premium in this league.
Is the transfer portal making up for the perceived lack of recruiting? Or the lack of recruiting is overblown?
Well, that's a different story now, because you're talking about the 26 class,
right,
and people are upset about that. They're mad about that. I get it. And like Freeze said, you want to be in the top 10 right now. But what we have to reprogram our brains to a little bit is this roster management's different.
It is.
And if Auburn wins this year, they're going to have a large contingency of third-year players coming back the next year. What's that going to be? Expensive.
Yeah.
And it's also taking up a lot of your space where we can't oversign anymore. Mm-hmm. You don't have as many walk-ons anymore. So you might have to have a smaller high school class, and you want to be a little bit more selective. Not making excuses for him, but that could be part of where we are. They're going to have one of the better receiver corps in the SEC. They're fine at running back. Jackson Arnold is a legitimate five-star talent. He can score from 60, 70 yards out with his legs. Beautiful deep ball thrower, but he's got to be reset. He needs to be rewired. He's got to be reprogrammed. Like, the new Jurassic Park's out. Like, they got to go in and take that mosquito out and, like, re-chromosome the DNA, whatever it is. Like, his confidence cannot be – he could not let go of the football. And, like, that's, like, the last thing you want to hear about a quarterback. Like, a guy who – I'm watching him on film, and, like, he hits, and you look at the receivers, like, buddy, he's there. Pull! Go. And he could not go last year.
Yeah.
And so that's on Hugh Freeze. He's got to coach some of it out of him, and he's got to coach it back into him. Huh. The defense has enough guys to be solid. DJ Durkin's done a good job. That Baylor game's huge.
Start the season.
There are a couple teams in this league need to be very careful week one. Auburn's one. Tennessee's another.
Yeah.
Syracuse got Steve Angeli, who came in the Orange Bowl for Notre Dame, was throwing darts.
Look, Fran,
freezing
Fran's
cold
doing
off the bench.
Great
Fran's
job.
Awesome.
He's doing a great
Fran
job.
Brown, like, just all you have to do, Google Fran Brown and click the video part and just listen to him talk. And you'll be like, bro, I'll come play for you right now.
He's legit.
Like, I'll put a helmet on right this second and go talk to you. And so he got another good portal class coming in. Watch out for those games early.
The real question from me to you is, sir, how much golf have you played with Coach Hugh Freeze?
Is this
That's
your fault?
The real question.
Is it your fault?
How much? How many rounds have you gotten in with Coach?
If there's which nobody talks about the Tulsa coach who just qualified for like the U.S. Amateur up there in Oklahoma.
Nobody cares about Tulsa.
That's fair.
True statement.
No, if I didn't need more back surgeries and hadn't had already three, I probably would have played some rounds with Freeze, but I can't play golf anymore.
Okay.
I don't know. Listen, at the end of the day, like, don't put your scores on a public app that people can go see. Like, what are you doing? They're all playing some golf.
They are.
Why are you putting on an app that people can see? Like,
old school scorecard, put it in your pocket.
Listen, I've said this for a long time, guys. All these coaches that I run into week in, week out that are going to get other jobs, they say, what do you think about this? What do you think about that? The first question I ask them is, who's your FU coach going to be? And they look at me like you're looking at me right now.
Yeah, because I'm like, what?
What are you talking about?
What?
And I said, every coach needs a guy on staff that has your and the program's best interest in mind, that when you do something dumb,
you
can say,
straight,
hey, man, FU, stop doing that.
Right.
That's a bad idea. Like, if Butch Jones had an FU coach, it would have said, hey, stop saying these stupid things.
He'd still be there.
He'd still be the head coach of Tennessee.
He'd still be there.
He'd be winning 8 or 9, 10 every 3 or 4 years,
right,
and he'd be the head coach. But it's brick by brick, five-star heart, life of a general, whatever the hell else.
Yeah.
You
get that garbage can out there.
Turnover trash can.
Yeah,
which actually now kids probably think that's cool now, but it was dumb then.
Oh, man. Florida State. Remember we had like the purse? It was like a satchel. Hey, Cole, before we cut you loose, get the I-20 perspective from Birmingham. What do you think of Georgia this year?
I'm big on Georgia. I'm high on Georgia. I called one of Gunnar Stockton's high school games, so I got to talk to his high school coaches, some of his teammates, people in that community. Here's what sold me on Gunnar Stockton. I know he's the newer starting quarterback, but I was on sideline for the SEC championship game doing the MegaCast. We didn't know who the starter was because we saw that hit at the end of the first half.
Yeah, okay.
So we had no idea what was going on. And we were talking, I think it was Molly McGrath or Holly Rose on that sideline. She's asking us, and I'm like, I'm not working the sideline this game. And so nobody knew. And we're over there watching, and you could tell when they put the hat on, go start warming up, that sideline erupted. And it was different. It was a different energy.
Mm.
It was a different vibe. And I asked Kirby about it right down there yesterday on TV, and he said, yeah, because those guys wanted to win for him. Like, the O-line wanted to block for him. They wanted to run the ball for him. And then Roman Harper and I, who do a show on Monday nights, we were talking about the next night or two nights later in Charlotte before our show, and he said, did you hear what Jalen Walker said after the game? I was like, I missed it. You know, I was traveling. He said, well, I asked Jalen Walker, why was it so different when he came in? And Jalen Walker said, that's my quarterback. That's my guy.
Well, here's
the
deal.
So I think Gunnar Stockton's going to be one of those raise the level of everybody around him, and
right,
he doesn't have to be Tim Tebow or Aaron Murray or David Green or whatever. Like, they got big-time weapons around him.
Cole, what you just said, for all Dawg fans who are wondering whether or not the reason why they didn't welcome the last quarterback back? You just said it.
Yeah.
You just said it. For everybody that's been wondering, oh, Carson, I don't get it. You just heard it from a man.
I go back to something Nick Saban said a long time ago when there was like a 50-50 quarterback battle, and people used to always ask him, what does he have to do? What does he need to prove? What is it? And Nick Saban would say, my team will tell me who the quarterback is.
So true. It's true. Right?
And that doesn't mean that, you know, somebody's going to walk in there and be like, coach, who's the guy? It's he'll watch how they react to right. him, and that's going to be.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer. How laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With AllTrails, you can discover and experience the best of nature, with over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with AllTrails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Who the guy is.
Cool. Brother, appreciate you stopping
Always
by.
Always great information, man.
Yeah, man.
Great
thanks a lot.
See you on TV this year.
Hope so.
Yeah, no, he does a great job. And tell Greg to tone it down, will you?
We've got to come up with a bold pronouncement for this program.
We just did. Kirby's
Things
leaving.
Are slowing down. Yeah. Maybe he needs to tone it up.
Kirby to the Dolphins. Stay tuned.
Cole Kublik, thank you so much
thank
for
you
joining
guys.
Us, man. All right, we're coming back. We're live at SEC Media Days. Everybody can go home. We're here now. All right. When we come back, you're going to get a chance to hear from Kalen DeBoer. He joined our morning show this morning to talk about Alabama and where his program's at. But, guys, wait until you hear what he says about our quarterback. And I'm talking about the Atlanta Falcons. It's Dukes and Bell.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.